The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Thursday afternoon. I've kind of lost track of time this week. It's been just a crazy busy but crazy wonderful week. And it's Thursday. We finished up the revival up in Ashland. Joy and I, if you listen on a regular basis, you know we were up in Ashland Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and just crazy days, you know. I get off the air here at 6. The meeting in Ashland begins at 7. But we made it, and my goodness, we had a wonderful time up there with those sweet people. Got a lot of listeners up there. We have a lot of listeners in Ashland. Got a lot of new listeners in Ashland. Folks that had never listened before told us, hey, we're gonna start listening. So I assume that today we have some fresh, brand new listeners up in Ashland, and I welcome you. Thank you. And thank you for your hospitality, your hunger for God's word. Just wonderful meetings. So few churches have extended meetings any longer because I think they assume nobody will show up. But they do. We had wonderful attendance every night. Now, that's not a gigantic church. It's not a big mega church. But they had really solid attendance for every meeting. And so grateful to Pastor Butch Wife and his wife and the sweet people of the church. It was just great. Joy and I, to be really honest, we were exhausted last night driving home, just exhausted. But it was a good kind of exhaustion. We were just thrilled and praising God for the opportunity. That's what God has called us to do. And then this morning, my goodness, what a privilege. I am so blessed. I was privileged to be one of those praying at the National Day of Prayer Observance at the State House this morning in the atrium. And we had a great crowd. Now, let me be really honest with you. I've been in Ohio 43 years, and I've been involved in many, many, many prayer meetings at the State House and this kind of meeting and that kind of meeting and legislative prayer meeting. And I have been to so many meetings at the State House where we begged and pleaded the family of God, Christians, to show up, and nobody showed up. You know, the place was packed. The atrium was completely full this morning. I don't know how many were there. I'm not even going to try to guess. But almost every seat was filled, and there were a lot of people standing in the back. If those people that stood in the back had found a seat, I really believe every single seat would have been full. And they filled it with chairs. I've been to events in the atrium where they put up, you know, five rows. By faith, they filled the place with chairs, and they were filled. I had the privilege of praying for the media. We prayed for government. We prayed for churches. We prayed for education. We prayed for businesses. We prayed for the family. And fascinating, the gentleman, and I should remember his name, but I don't. The gentleman who was asked to pray for the family works for the coroner's office. And it was quite moving as he shared how heartbreaking it is to see families destroyed and the coroner's office investigating the death and so forth. It was a glorious morning. The choir from Genoa sang and just blew the roof off the State House. I'm not kidding you. The choir blew the roof off the atrium. Oh, my goodness, they sang their hearts out. And it was a great, great morning. And many of you were there. Many of our listeners were there. I met many of you. I met new people I've never met before. Came up, hey, I listen. Thank you for your program and so forth. So overall, it was just, it was an incredible morning. It was a great morning. And to those of you who came, thank you, thank you. That sends a message to the people down at the State House that God's people are concerned. I remember, and I don't remember who it was for, but it was a capital prayer meeting at the State House, and we begged people to come, and we had it, and there were probably, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 people in the atrium. It was empty. It was empty. And the very next day, there was an LGBTQ rally of some kind. And the place was packed. The atrium was filled to capacity. I thought, what does that tell the legislators? What does that tell the legislators about the Christian community and their care, their concern for what goes on down at the State House? I got to sit next to a dear friend, Bill Ginter, who is one of our state representatives. What a great man. He is a pastor, but he is also a state representative. And he prayed for the government. He prayed for the government. And just, you know, we become so jaded and critical, and rightfully so, of many of the politicians that are elected to Columbus, Ohio, and to Washington, D.C., but we forget that there are some good ones. And Representative Ginter is certainly one of the good ones. Just Ohio issues and Columbus issues. Dr. Husel's attorney has pled not guilty. And here's the bizarre, of course, you know that Dr. William Husel is the doctor at Mount Carmel that is charged with giving unbelievable overdoses of fentanyl and other pain medications and causing the premature deaths of many people, 35, 37 people. And his defense is that he is immune from being sued. His attorney, Greg Foliano, argues that for whatever reason, Dr. Husel is immune from being sued. And besides that, his defense attorney is saying, and besides that, those people are going to die anyway. So that wasn't that important. Okay. He hurried their death, but they were going to die anyway. Really? Yeah, this case is far from over, and it's going to be, it's sad, but it's also fascinating to see how Mount Carmel comes out of this. They just opened their new hospital down in Grove City, And they've obviously had such incredibly bad publicity. And we can only hope, when things like this happen, we can only hope that they will reevaluate all of their systems, all of their procedures, and reevaluate all of their doctors. And as a result, we'll provide better medical care than ever. We pray, we pray, we pray that that happens. All right, we need to take a break. We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. And just a program note at the top of the hour. We'll be joined by our friends down in Florida again. For today, we'll be broadcasting in Tampa, Florida. As well, and if you have friends, and I know many of you do, encourage them to tune in to Faith Talk, 570 AM, 910 AM, or 102.1 FM down in the Tampa Bay area. If you have friends, alert them, let them know. We'll be on down there. Well, I hope he is successful. Representative Bob Latta, Republican, down at the State House, is proposing legislation here in Ohio to stop robocalls. All right. How many of you are absolutely, positively, unconditionally sick and tired, fed up with robocalls? Raise your hand. Yeah, thank you. My hand is raised very, very high. I get them every day. Joy gets them every day. And we hang up. And, of course, you used to be able to just, you know, block the number. Oh, no, no, no. They're too sly. They're too sneaky. And, you know, my cell phone, my personal cell phone, the first three numbers, not the 614, the first three numbers, every time I see a phone call coming in with my first three numbers, I know it's a scam. I know it's a robocall. And what they're doing is using somebody else's phone number. That ought to be illegal. That ought to be illegal. Well, Representative Bob Latta is trying to do something about it. He is proposing the Support Tools to Obliterate Pesky Robocalls Act, or the STOP Act. Quote, they are a pain. I agree. Now, What can the state of Ohio do? Because this is a national problem. The FCC regulates phones. And, okay, there is a do not call registry. Okay? I've put our house phone on it. I've put my mobile phone on it. I've put Joy's mobile phone on it. It's worthless. Absolutely worthless. The do not call list does not work. Because it's not enforced. It is just not enforced. So I don't know whether this legislation here in Ohio is going to go anywhere or not. But maybe, if we can pass some laws here in Ohio, it will force the cell phone companies and the FCC. The cell phone companies and the FCC are going to have to partner together to figure out some way to stop these robocalls. Just awful. So I'll try to find out more about Bob Latta's legislation that he is proposing at the Ohio State House. And here is an update. I told you yesterday or the day before about the case of Katie Cassidy. She is a 64-year-old woman suffering from lung cancer in the Minneapolis area. She's in a hospital up there. She is on oxygen. She cannot breathe without the oxygen. She's not on life support. She's not on life support, but she does require oxygen. Well, the hospital that she's in decided, yeah, she's going to die anyway, so let's just take the oxygen away. Let's just turn off her oxygen and let her die peacefully. Well, the chaplain of the hospital came in a few days ago and asked her point blank and put it on recorded it with his phone. Do you want to die? The woman says, no, I do not. Well, that video went viral. And here's the good news. For now, the hospital has decided not to shut off her oxygen, at least for now. The Life Legal Defense Fund has gotten involved in it, and they are threatening to sue the hospital so that this woman can live. They have developed a legal team that says if the hospital is not willing to continue oxygen, then the hospital must transfer the patient to another hospital that is willing to provide such care. So she could have died 2 or 3 days ago, but right now, Katie Cassidy, 64 years old, is still alive in a hospital in the Minneapolis area as the Life Legal Foundation is literally fighting for her life. But think about this. A hospital in Minneapolis feels that they have the power, they have the authority to make life and death decisions. When a woman is conscious, cognizant, communicative, and says point blank, I do not want to die. And the hospital, until the public got involved, until this Life Legal Foundation got involved, the hospital was fully prepared to kill this woman. Well, they would say, we were going to allow her to die with dignity. When a woman is saying, I do not want to die, that is not dying with dignity. Watch this, because the liberal left is trying their best to move us to euthanasia here in America. We can't allow it to happen. We can't allow it to happen. All right, top of the hour break. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.